Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Pei Dalet. We are up to Sif Hei. The last line on page Pei Tes, we're about to turn on to page 178. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Ad imasa yochal levarich. Until what point can a person still bench after a suda? Ad shi yis'akel hamozon shebimeyav. Until the food that is inside him gets digested. The kamashiuro, what is the measurement of when his food gets digested? Kolzman she'eno ra'ev machmas oso achila. So long that he doesn't feel hungry from that achila, he can still bench. Umisho she'hischelios ra'ev, and from the point that he starts to feel hungry again, afal pishul nis'akel adayin legamri, even though the food is not fully digested, kinis'akel legamri daininanle. We judge it as if the food was fully digested. The same din is true when it comes to eating fruit or drinking wine. If he is not hungry or thirsty or desiring those fruit, he could still bench, still make a bracha achrona. If he's not able to evaluate if the food was digested. So that's the gedder. If you still feel full, so then you can make the bracha achrona, you can still bench. We'll see a lot of details now in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says in his Kodem Tazayin, not Eimasayin, until what point can you bench? Amisha Shochach Velo Beirach De Le'el Koi. We're going back on what we discussed last time. Someone who forgot to bench, so until what point can he bench? So Kodem Yodzayin. Kolzman She'enu Ro'iv, so long that he is not hungry. De La'achar Kach, afterwards, when he's already hungry, Kfar Botel Osa Ha'achila, that original Achila is already considered Botel. The Hifzid Birchas HaMazon, and he lost out the Birchas HaMazon. And if that time passed and now he wants to eat again, so he has to go back and make a new hamotzi, even though he didn't take his mind off the eating, but at the time passed that it's no longer able to bench, so he must make a new hamotzi if he wants to eat more. The kevan shenis akil hamazon, because once the food was digested, hifsid gam bracha rishona. The Magen Avraham says not only does he lose out on the benching, but he also lost out on his original hamotzi, and he must make a new hamotzi. Aval harbi achronim pligi alei, but many achronim argue with this Magen Avraham, the Savri, and they hold the bracha rishona lo hifsid kol shelo esil daito bentayim. That even if you lost out on your benching, you still do not lose out on your bracha rishona unless you were mesil das. So the bracha achrona they hold goes by the shas ikul when the food gets digested. The bracha rishona goes by having hesach hadas. So if you have no hesach hadas, even though the food was digested, so you lost your bracha achrona, but you would not need a new bracha rishona according to these achronim who argue with the Magen Avraham. Sifkaton yudches, how do you know if the food was not yet digested? So long that you're not hungry yet because of the original achila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sifkaton yudches, Nirish Shabola Afuke. It appears that the Mechabe here is coming to exclude. Imhum Mishair. If he evaluates Shabooso Ha'achila Levada, if it was based on that Achila alone, Hoya Kvar Shir Lehisakil, it would have already passed the time that it would have been digested. Vayachozer Leos Roiv, and he would be hungry again. However, Ba'od Ezem Meshech, Ochal od mishore mine mizonos, but during that time, from the time he finished eating his suda until now, he ate some other food along the way. He feels now that if he wouldn't have eaten anything along the way from the suda till now, he'd be hungry again. But he ate other food along the way. Umachmas elu hadvarim eino ra'iv. And the only reason why he's not hungry now is because he ate these other foods after the suda that kept him going. Now he realizes, wait, I never benched for my original achila, so lo yochol levarich od birchas hamazon. He can no longer bench, even though he still feels full, but he doesn't feel full from the original suda. He feels full from the food that he ate between the suda and now. But he forgot to bench on original suda, and he realizes if he wouldn't have eaten anything since the suda, he'd be hungry again. So then already it's too late to bench on his original achila. Shekvar botel osa achila, that achila is already botel. So says the Mishnah Berurah again, the case is that you had a suda, you forgot to bench, a little while later you ate some more food, and now a little while later you realize you didn't bench on your original achila, you're full now, but you realize that you're not full from your original achila, you're only full because of the food you ate afterwards, but you realize if you wouldn't have eaten anything, you'd be hungry again, so you lost out on your birchas hamazon from your original suda. When were these words said? Sha'achar shegomer achiloso harishon heisiyal daitu melecholod. That's only when you finished your first achila, you took your mind off eating, you were finished eating. But if it was all one big suda, it's a very long suda or a dinner. So you washed, you ate, and then a little while later you eat another dish, so that's a separate story. Sometimes from the time that you ate your bread in the beginning of the Suda till you're going to come and bench is going to be longer than the Shir Ikol. And you could still bench at the end. Since in the interim you're continuing your Suda by eating different foods that are really part of the Suda, so I call Suda Achasi, it's all considered one Suda. And it's as if the original food was not digested. So very important point that Mishabuzi Machalik over here, between a big Suda or an ending of a Suda and other foods. If your Suda ended and now you're having other foods, we don't factor in the other foods. If it's a sheer eco from the Suda until now, you can't bench. But if it's at a chasana or any long Suda, so even if you feel it would have been a sheer eco from the time you finished eating until you're benching, but during the Suda, as part of the Suda, you had other foods along the way, that's all considered one big Suda, and you would still be allowed to bench on everything you have eaten from the beginning of the washing until now. Now, if you look at note number 14, it brings up a very interesting shaila. That is, what if it's not a Suda? The Mishabura seems to be mechalek between a Suda and not a Suda. What if you had a fruit and a drink? So it's not a din suda. And one of them you stopped eating, but the other one you continued having throughout some time. Will that continuation of the drink allow you to make a bracha achrona still on the food, or do you lose out on the bracha achrona on the food? So look at note 14. Ula inyan misha ochel peiro shemivarchen aleim bar nefashos. One who was eating fruit at the bracha achrona is bar nefashos. Ula achar mikain shosa mashken, afterwards he's drinking. Verotze lishos bishtiyaso, and he wants to extend and spend time with his drink. Vechoshesh, and he's worried, shem yavurz man ikul meachilas aperos. He's worried that by the time he makes a bracha chon on his drink, it might be past the shir ikul on his fruit that he had earlier. So the Shevet Levi writes, shem mashmos divri ha-mishabura. The mashmos of the mishabura over here, shadavar tali b'shem suda. The only way that one food could extend and cover the other food, it has a din suda. Sha'av sheb mitzias hischil ha'ikul. That even though l'maisa, the digestion has begun, mikomakom kol shesuda achasi nechshav adavar shamazon lo nesakal av achar suda. But the mishabura said, as long as there's a din suda, even though the original food started being digested, but l'maisa, you're still in the middle of a suda, so it's all covered by l'am barach achrona. L'fizeh, according to this, le'inyan peiros, when it comes to fruit, our case, that eating is not considered a suda, so lo yoil mashem mamshich lishtos, it won't help you that which you continue drinking. And once the shir ikol ends in the peros, you won't be able to make a bracha achrona on those peros. So Rav Ozner says in the mashmos of Mishabura, the case of the fruit and the drink will not work. So let's say you had a fruit that requires a shir bracha achrona, and the drink you're having slowly, you want to make a bracha achrona of the fruit. He says it wouldn't work if the shir ikol already passed and the zman that you finished the fruit until you want to make the bracha achrona. Vahosef, he writes, he adds on, Shachem lefi bi'iru shel ha'prini gadim, shetzuyam b'shar ha'tzion, according to the prini gadim that is referenced in the shar ha'tzion, shekol shen mamshich ba'achiloso, so long that you are extending any eating, lo hisril ha'ikul b'mitzius, digestion does not start on any previous food until your achila ends. So if that's the case, imkein hu adin le'inyan achilas peros, so the same thing would apply over here by achilas peros, Yoel Masha shows up in time. The fact that you were drinking along the way will help. According to that svar, the Prin Megadim, that's not a din in Suda or not Suda. It's a din that so long that you're still eating at certain intervals, the food doesn't get digested. So if it's a fruit and a drink, so long that you're drinking, you're still full from your fruit because the fruit didn't start getting digested. According to that, there wouldn't be a chiluk and you would still be able to make the bracha achrona on the fruit even after the sheer equal of the fruit if you were drinking along the way. That is an interesting machlokas that is brought down over here in number 14. Let's go right to the Mishabura. We are up to Sivkot and Yutes. The Mechaber said, so too when it comes to eating fruit, if you're not hungry for those fruit, you can still make a bracha. Says the Mishabura, your test, lav dafka. It doesn't have to be that you're not hungry for those fruit. Ela she'eno toiv l'shum peros. It means you're still full. You're not in the mood for any fruit. Hu simin shalom nes'akel adayim b'meyav. That's a sign that it hasn't been digested yet. It doesn't have to be that you ate an apple and you're not in the mood for another apple. It has to be not in the mood for any fruit. It's going to be fine. That's enough to show us that you're still full and the sheer eagle didn't pass. If katan chaf im eino yodeya. So this is how we said you should make a bracha achrona still. If you don't feel hungry, if you don't know how to evaluate exactly the sheer eagle. So discussing over here, where you ate till you were full from bread or from fruit. So not only did you have a kezayis, which warrants a bracha achrona, but you had till you were full. Then we could gauge, are you still full? Did you become hungry again? But what if you only ate a little bit of kezayis? You were never full. You finished eating your apple and you were actually hungry for more apples, but you didn't have any more apples. So we can't gauge if you could still make a bracha achrona based on if you're hungry or not hungry, because you were hungry mitzchila when you finished your apple. So says the Mishabura, Avalim ochal ma'at, you ate a little bit. V'chafetz le'echa od, and you really would want to eat more. Elo shelo hayolo yoser mizeh, but you had no more. Bazeh koshen ma'od le'shar hashir. There it's very hard to evaluate the measurement of the kol's man she'enu ra'iv, so long that you're not hungry. Kevan she'tekev hayolo gam kein taiva. Because right away when you finish eating, you still were hungry, you still had a desire for more. Elo shelo hayolo, you didn't have any more food. So there, kasu harbe achronin de misharinam bezeh ak dehiloch arbamilin. That's when we factor in the time it takes to walk 4 mil, shu ayin beis minute, which is 72 minutes. So we always hear about you still have 72 minutes from the time you finish eating until you make a bracha achrona. That's where it comes from. If you can't evaluate the sheer equal, because you were never full, so you can't say, oh, am I still full? Am I hungry again? Because you were never full, so then you know you have 72 minutes. Va'ad kidei shir zeh mechuyah levarech. Until that point, you're still mechuyah to make a bracha achrona. Shebevadai lo nes'akel afilu achilu mu'etes b'shir mu'er kazeh. No food, no matter how small it is digested in less than 72 minutes. So Zakta Mishabura, the 72 minutes is a guarantee you can still make the bracha achrona. But really, if you ate till you were full, and you still feel full, you can go beyond 72 minutes. But if you can't be evaluating it, because you were never full, so you know for sure you have 72 minutes. It's a minimum time, but really, many times, if you were full, and you still don't feel hungry, you would be able to extend the bracha achrona beyond 72 minutes. V'yesh min ha'achronim shemetzadidim. There are achronim that lean to say, "Dim ochal achilu muetes." If you ate a little bit, v'sha kodem sheberach birchas hamazon, and you waited a while before you benched, ve'enu yodeh l'sharim nisakel hamazon, you don't know how to evaluate if the food was digested yet. Afshu b'sol shir arba milin, even if you're still within the 72 minutes, which we just said you can make the bracha achrona. Better than that is yochal al koponim od kezayis pas. Eat another kezayis of bread right now, the achak achivarach b'chaz hamozon, and then bench. Val osel pasha ochel ein sar levarach hamotzi mechadosh. You wouldn't need a new hamotzi for that bread you're eating now. Im lo hisiyah daito milecho od. If you never will mesiyah das from eating more, you could eat the hamotzi without making a bracha. And then you bench on this kezayis of bread, and it covers this kezayis, and it covers the earlier achila as well. So even though we said that 72 minutes is a guarantee, but lemaisa, so just eat a little more bread if you have it. If you're in the middle of a suda, that way you know your benching is at least covering this, and it could also cover that. It covers more bases. If you have no bread, yesh lismoch asvara rishona, then you rely on the first sheet that we just brought down. Ulevarech birchas hamazon atcher arba milim v'kanal, and you could know that you have 72 minutes v'ayim bir alocha. So the bottom line is that 72 minutes, what we're saying, is a minimum. You're not sure how to evaluate it. You only ate one apple, or you only ate one little roll, and you were never full, so you can't evaluate based on if you feel hungry again. You know you have 72 minutes for sure. Better is if you could eat another kezayis of whatever you were eating and make a bracha achrona on that. It will also cover the earlier achila. If you don't have that opportunity, you have no more bread, you have no more apple, you can make a bracha achrona guaranteed if you're within the 72 minutes. However, if you look at note 15, he points out, ulechatchila kasav aruch hashulchan, afilu im ochal kol tzarko ve'enu ra'iv. Even if you ate, you're full, and you're not hungry anymore. You mamish ate till you were full and no longer hungry. You still should not delay more than 72 minutes. This is only a backup plan. Even though we said that really 72 is a minimum, but if you still feel full, you're not hungry yet, you can go beyond 72 minutes. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, Rav Yashiv says that you lechatchilo should not delay past 72 minutes. Why? Ki ein anu bikiyim l'shar b'diyuk mahu hazman shekvar inu ro'iv. It's very hard to evaluate that I am hungry, I'm not hungry. It's hard to figure out exactly. And therefore, you know up to 72 minutes, you have a guarantee. Beyond that, it's up to your evaluation, which is sometimes hard, so it's better not to rely on that. So lechatchilo, they're saying that you should really bench before that. V'chein kasav gonu shul mazalman. So we have the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, all say lechatchila you should try to make sure that you bench within 72 minutes. They're not saying that you can't bench afterwards, but lechatchila you certainly want to get it in. Then you don't have to start evaluating your stomach and figuring out how you're feeling exactly. You're guaranteed that your bracha achrona is being chal before the food is digested. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Evod, Shir achila levarich aleha birchas hamazon bekazayas. The amount of bread that you need to eat to bench is a kezayis of bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Aleph, V'afaga the bracha rishona tzarech levarech afilu al kolshu. Even though it's true that a bracha rishona is needed on the smallest kolshu of anything that you eat, hasam mishum da'aser lihonos mi'olam hazab li bracha. That's because we're not allowed to get pleasure from this world without a bracha. So the smallest achila, even a kolshu, is getting hana. So you absolutely must make a bracha rishona before. But a bracha achrona, you're not going to be chayiv unless you eat a kezayis. Sivkatun chabez, when it comes to a suda, which we're discussing here, bread, it has to be a kezayis, hainu midirabonim. A kezayis is only mechayiv and benching midirabonim, as we mentioned many times. Aval midaraisa einu chayiv levarach b'chas hamazon ki'im kesho'ocha dafka shir sviya. But midaraisa from the Torah, you're not chayiv to bench unless you ate the amount of shir sviya till you are full. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'ochalta v'savata v'rachta. You will eat, you will be satisfied, you will be benching. So you're only chayiv to bench when you're full, midaraisa. V'shir sviya. What is the shir sviya? Mashva misefer achinuch. It's master from the chinuch in Parshas Ekev. It's not equal to all people. So everyone knows when he feels full, then he's chayv daraisa. The person's a tzaddik. He only eats what he absolutely needs and no more than that. For that person, that would be called a sviya. So I'd like to read now a little of Bir Halacha on page tzadi. We're jumping into the middle of Bir Halacha. It's about halfway down the top Bir Halacha on the page. The beginning line says, V'da'od. He says, V'da'od, you should know further. The af l'shitas rov ha-poskim. Even according to the shita of most poskim. The ba'in and tzvi mamish, that you actually have to be full. That's the shita of most poskim. Mikol makom b'chole ozaken. A person who is sick or who is old. O shekvar ochal mikodem. Or a person who ate a lot earlier. So he had a lot of snacks during the day, and now he's washing, he's full by a kezayis. Or he's not feeling well, so he's full by a kezayis. Or he's older, he's full by a kezayis. In all these cases, according to everyone, he will be chayv midaraisa to bench, because the maisa is full. Doesn't matter that he ate a lot of snacks before and he only ate a little bit of bread to be full. The maisa is full, it's daraisa. He's older, so he can't eat so much anymore. It's chayv daraisa. That is the shita of the Radaz. V'hinei ra'isi v'prim egadim shekosav. I saw the prim egadim who writes the mistabra lo, it's logical to him. The ba'in and tzviya mipas levad, that we need you to be full from bread alone. V'ozu chayv minatora. Only then you are chayv midaraisa. Venerally poshit, says the Chav Chaim, it seems to me poshit, the ein kavanoso b'misha ochel eiz adavar lafes zapas. It's a pshita mitzarif. The prima gadim doesn't mean that you have to be full just from the bread alone. It's poshit that things that are normally eaten together with the bread as part of the suda with the bread, that can contribute towards the sviat v'mechayv yidaraisa. Shekenu derech achila, that's a normal way of eating. Elo b'sha ochel shorei dvar mifnei atzman. But if you had other foods that are totally separate and not considered the liftan of the suda, that's where the prima gadim says that would not contribute to a sviya to be mechayiv and benching daraisa. But according to Ravaz that we just saw before, Mashma l'chora, d'im kvar ochel eze dovar, but if you ate something before, v'siyem sviyosu al-idei achilas kazayis pas, and you finish your sviya through eating a kazayis of bread at the end, mahani l'chiyav min ha-Torah, that helps l'chiyav d'araisa. The imari sh'ochel mikodom gam came pas, because if the Radvaz was talking about a case where you ate bread before, not eating bread again, pshita d'chayiv, of course you're going to be chayiv. Ach yesh litchos, but you could push this off and say, d'imari sh'ochel pas mikodom laze. It could be the case, there's a very interesting case. Maybe he's talking about a case where you ate some bread before, ubeira prechas amazon, you already benched. Umikomokom uchayv atam minator levora kemen sha'alkoponim husava mimidi dezayin. It could be you ate some bread, you were not full, you benched midrabanam, and now you eat afterwards, now you become full, now you chayv to bench again midaraisa, because now you're full. V'dumya d'zakin v'chola. That would be similar to a case of a zakin v'chola. Now, if you look at note 22, it brings the Chazon Ish that argues. The Meshavua just said it could be the Ravaz means you ate bread, you benched, and now you eat more afterwards, and now you're full. So now you're chayv in benching daraisa because now you're totally full. But note 22, v'Chazon Ish kasev shafilu im sava b'tziruv ha'achila kodemis. Even if you're full with what you ate now, combined with what you ate before, and you benched in between. Since you ended your first suda below svia without being full, you benched, so you took your mind off of eating. It could be that even though afterwards you ate another kezayis and now you're full, you're not going to be chayv because of Muslim Torah. The Chazon Ish says the two will not be mitzarif. The Baralacha says that might be what the Ravaz means, that you would be chayv in the Raisa. You benched before, you weren't full, you benched the Rabbanim. Now you eat a kezayis of bread, now you are full, so maybe you're chayv to bench again now, mida Raisa for both achilas. The Chazon Ish says the two achilas are not combined, you would not be chayv in Birchas HaMazon Daraisa. But then he writes, v'yeshlodin lefi, so someone who eats after, so the Chazon Ish says somewhere else that there is a sheet of the holds v'achalta v'savata v'irachta, you're only chayv in benching if you drank. They say v'savata refers to drinking. The Chazon Ish says according to the sheet that says you need to drink to be chayv in benching the raisa. So if you ate, you didn't drink, you were thirsty, so you bench, you only ote mid the rabbanon, and then you eat, you drink afterwards, and now you satisfied your thirst, there he says you would have to bench the raisa. So it's a shtickle question to understand this Chazon Ish, when it comes to eating less than the shir sviya, benching, and then eating afterwards a little bit to be mashal in the shir sviya, he says you would not have to bench the raisa now, but if you ate without drinking, according to the shita that says you only have a benching when you drink with your achila, you benched midirabanan according to them, and now you drink afterwards, you're no longer thirsty. The other Chazon Ish says that you would in fact be chayiv to bench now midaraisa. What's the chiluk between eating more afterwards to make yourself more full? Now you have a sheer sviya that wouldn't be mechayiv midaraisa. The benching in between, the Chazon Ish says, separates it, and it's not mitzarif, versus the shita that holds you have to drink. You didn't drink, you benched the Rabbanan, now you drink afterwards. The other Chazon Ish says you would be chayv midaraisa to bench, because now you had the achila and the shtia, yesh lodin, what would be the chiluk be in the Chazon Ish? That's what he's pointing out over here. But that concludes Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, and Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the new Simen, Simen Kuf Pei Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.